watch for the midterm elections. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. And President Biden is speaking to voters and answering the tough questions about rising gas prices and inflation rates.
Speaking in Philadelphia last night, the president lashed out at oil companies. Yes, gas prices hit an all-time high of over $5 a gallon back in June, but the average price of gallon of regular unleaded gasoline across the country is not $3.29 right now. As the president claims, it's $3.76, according to AAA, about 60% higher than when Biden was sworn into office.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security is on high alert for any sign of foreign hacking into election databases ahead of the midterm elections.
Well, Secretary of Homeland Security is now warning that China, Iran, and Russia are all working overtime to try and hack the coming midterm elections, and that American voters across the nation need to be aware. Earlier this month, the FBI released a bulletin seeking to reassure voters the elections are secure, but acknowledged the same threat Mayorkas is now highlighting. Quote, election systems that house voter registration information or manage non-voting election processes continue to be a target of interest for malicious threat actors.
Fox's Jillian Turner. And an investigation continues after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, was attacked during a break-in at their San Francisco home.
42-year-old David DePape allegedly broke into the Pelosi home through a back door and was shouting, "Where's Nancy?" The speaker, she was in D.C., but her husband, 82-year-old Paul Pelosi, was inside. He was able to call 911. Police say when they got there, they found both Pelosi and the suspect fighting over a hammer and even witnessed the suspect striking Pelosi at least once.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Plus, at least 149 people died and at least 150 more were injured after being crushed by a large crowd pushing forward on a narrow street during Halloween celebrations in Seoul. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
NASA scientists say a potentially hazard asteroid is expected to zip past Earth in just a few days.
It's officially called 2022 RM4, and it's a big asteroid with an estimated diameter of up to 2,400 feet. It should pass by Earth this coming Tuesday at about 1.5 million miles at its closest point, or a bit less than six times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, moving at a bit over 52,000 miles an hour, all according to Live Science. Any space object that comes within 120 million miles of Earth is deemed a near-Earth object. Anything within 4.6 million miles of Earth is classified as a potentially hazardous asteroid. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And Halloween weekend looks mostly warm across the U.S., but for the areas with rain in the forecast, trick-or-treaters might need an umbrella with their costume. It all begins this weekend with a storm system along the Gulf Coast. The Weather Prediction Center says a low-pressure system will bring a quick round of heavy rain and severe thunderstorms across the lower Mississippi Valley. The system will then spread unsettled weather into the eastern U.S. Sunday and into Monday. The main threats will be damaging winds, tornadoes, and flash flooding. Plus, cleaning up after Halloween becomes a little more environmentally friendly.
How's this? With an estimated 600 million pounds of Halloween candy about to be handed out Monday, did you ever wonder what happens to all those candy wrappers? Most of them are made of plastic, and the trick is they're hard to recycle. The folks at Mars, who make Milky Ways, Snickers bars, and M&Ms, are stepping up to the plate. They've distributed over 17,000 candy waste collection bags, both through their website and to community events. When filled, the bags are then mailed free of charge to a specialty recycler in Illinois. And do you want to know what they'll be turned into? Dog poop bags for pet owners. Hey, you asked. Now that's a trick or treat.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.